Good evening. We are doing a little bit of Sefer Masiyot. Rav Nissim Gaon's book with stories. And we had seen a story about Natan de Tzutzita. We saw a story about Natan and Hannah, the married woman. Now, Rav Nissim Gaon gave us a whole speech about how a person's supposed to contend with the Yetzer Hara. And he continues and tells us that it's similar to a person who's selling Itran and Shemen Afal Simon. Itran and Shemen Afal Simon are two types of flammable liquids. Shemen Afal Simon is oil from Afar Simon, which was something that was considered very precious. It had a good smell. And Itran, you could also light it, but didn't have a good smell. So when a person comes to buy the Itran, the seller tells him, you can buy that, but you deal with it alone. I don't want to touch it because he doesn't want to end up stinking. And whoever comes to buy the oil of the Afal Simon, he tells him, wait, I'll help you weigh it, because he also wants to have the good smell from the good spice. And see, says Rav Nissim Gaon, how great, how awesome Hashem's mercy is upon us, that He put before us the way of life to save us from the trials of perdition. As Chazal say, Amar Chizkio, what does the verse mean in Eov, in Job, Ve'af hasitcha mipi tsar? The verse is coming to say that God is not like mankind. Man, we have a tendency to misguide our friends, from doing what's right to doing what's wrong, like it says in Proverbs. My son, if the sinners try to seduce you, don't give in. And Hashem tries to seduce us from doing things that will lead us to death to things that will lead us to life. You might say that the whole way is tight. If you're going, so our sages say no. The way to perdition is tight, but once you get there, there's room for everyone. A person might say, in perdition, in Gehenim, there is only room for regular people, not for kings. So that's why the Pasuk says in Eov, no, there's room for kings. You might say there's no wood there. That's why the Pasuk in Eov says, no, there's a lot of firewood there. You might say that these are the wages. So it says, no. There's still a lot left to pay back. Shlomo HaMelech warned us that a person has to, so to speak, roar against his desire and things that are worthless. And even though initially these things seem sweet, you always have to remember where the end is. That's how Natan de Tzutzita was able to overcome, because he was able to look beyond the moment. At the moment it seems sweet. Ki nofet titofna siftei zara. The lips of the one who is foreign, who a person should not go with, seems to be dripping of sweetness. But the end, v'achrita marach ala'ana, and that's why Shlomo HaMelech warns us to maintain a distance from her. And that's why our sages taught us in Brachos, oili mi yitzri, oili mi yotzri. Woe to me from my yetzer, my desire, because my desire is pushing me in one direction. So if I don't listen to it, then I constantly feel badly about myself. And woe to me from my creator, because if I do listen to my yetzer, then woe to me for my creator. So a person has to be careful from this bad enemy. And the person has to break it and subdue it before it overcomes him. And then a person feels like he can't overcome. A person shouldn't listen to the Yetzer Hara, so he doesn't come to many things that are problematic. As our sages said, the Yetzer Hara initially seems like a chut shel buchya. Initially it seems like a very small thread. And ultimately, it seems like the big ropes. You guys ever see at the shipping dock, have these big ropes bigger than a person's arm. So the Yetzer Hara, when he starts off, he pulls us gently. Why don't you just do this, just do that? And he seems like he's doing something easy. And the truth is, it's easily overcome. But if a person gets used to going with the way of the Yetzer Hara, so then it becomes a thicker and thicker string. And each time he becomes stronger. Our sages taught us that Ever katan yesh ba'adam. And this is a very important rule. A person might think, you know, if I'll just satisfy my desire, then I'll be okay. David HaMelech made that mistake. He thought, let me try to satisfy my desire, and then I'll be a good servant of Hashem. And our sages tell us, no. Ever katan yesh ba'adam. A person has a small aver. He has a small limb. Masbio. If he tries to satiate it, he says, let me feed it. I'll get full. Ra'ev. He'll always be hungry. Marivo. But if he keeps him hungry, saveh, then he will be full. The rule is that if we try to fill the yetzer, the desire, so then we'll never be full. If we try to suppress the desire, to contain the desire, then we'll always be full. And just like the story we saw from Natan earlier, everything that passed on Natan, he was able to control himself, and he overcame. And that's why we have to return to serve Hashem with a complete heart. Because we have to recognize that if all we do is protect ourselves from sin, that in and of itself we're worth being of Dei Hashem. Certainly, when we know that there's so much good waiting for us in the world to come, and we can do positive, not only keep that away from bad, we could also do positive, learn and deal in Torah and attain the levels of the sages and tzaddikim, the chassidim, and then how much wages are waiting for us in the world to come, how much the business that we've done is going to be considered a good business. So if we look at it with that perspective, then how could a person not be filled with desire to do good, positive actions? And a person has to know that sometimes we think, I'm just going to do one small thing. And a small sin can make a person lose a lot of his wisdom and a lot of his righteousness, as the verse says in Ecclesiastes, in Koheles. V'chotei echad yabet tova arbe. Sometimes a person might think, well, he'll be balanced, he's in scale, he has a lot of merits, he has a lot of sins. So Hashem, it's true, Hashem tries to always push us to the better side. If things are balanced, Hashem will consider us better off. Hashem is Rav Chesed, but a person can't count on that. If one is even one sin more than his merits, then he's going to end up in Gehenna. A person has to therefore always think of himself as though he's on the scale. And this is what's going to make it. Rav Zelig Fliskin has a nice example. He says, if we think of a challenge, when we stand before a challenge of to do an avirah or do mitzvah, if we think of ourselves standing at a stadium and there are 50,000 people watching what we're going to do, and when we overcome and we do what's right, they all stand to their feet and roar and clap, then we'd have a much easier time performing the mitzvot. So sometimes we have to think to ourselves, well, we're... the world is really in balance. I'm in balance. If I do one mitzvah now, I push myself all the way to the merit. And if I do one avirah, God forbid, so I turn everything I have outweighs the demerits outweigh the merits. Our sages said, what does a person need? Food. A person devours food and ultimately, that'll bring him to a lot of situations of punishment. What does a person need? Wealth. The wealth ultimately brings a person to a lot of worry. What does a person need? The kingdom. Ultimately, being in politics causes a person a lot of shame. What does a person need? Sin. Sin causes a person to lose a lot of his merits. What does a person have to... what pleasure does he have of his sin? They're like a fire that enters the garment. The sin to the body is like the fire to the garment, like the sword to the throat, like the arrow to the liver, and like the net catching the feet, like the darkness to the eyes, and like the bitterness to one's soul, like the being downtrodden to one that was great, and like the shame that comes after honor. That's what Chazal derived from the verse in Mishlei. And I, says Rav Nissim Gaon, I didn't invent all these explanations, but I heard them from my father. My father, my master, may his memory be blessed. And when a person thinks about these things and clarifies these things with his knowledge and understanding, and he'll think of what we said, he'll be slower to sin. As our sages said, whoever is shamed will not sin quickly. Shame we view as a positive attribute. And Hashem knew that our tendency is to sin from the time we're born. So Hashem gave us a good gift. Hashem gave us the ability to do tshuva. If a person repents, so he finds that the gates are open. Hashem's hand is outstretched, waiting for us to come back. So how do we do tshuva? And now Rav Nisim Gaon is going to explain to us the stages of tshuva together with some stories. So